supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, every week Caroline brings in somebody to spotlight a nonprofit and a charitable organization and people that are doing good things in the community. Who have you got this week, Caroline?
Hi, good morning, Jason. Welcome to your solo act in the morning.
I know, I'm very nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Am I doing all right?
You're doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've got the radio voice.
I'm giving you an A+.
Thank you.
Yes. Today, we have Robert Layton, who is a friend of mine, a neighbor, a phenomenal trainer. My triceps hurt today, actually. And he's going to be talking about Dragonfly Fitness, his company, but one program specifically that is really true to Cause Corner, which is Recovery in Motion. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
Good morning, Caroline.
How are you?
I am excellent.
Excellent. So why don't you tell the listeners near and far, because it is streaming on the internet, what Recovery in Motion is all about.
Recovery in Motion is a program that I set up about 7 years ago. And it's going into treatment centers in rehab centers and teaching that there's a different way to look at recovery. And it's a total complete way. It's a mind, body, spirit.
And it's recovery, just for the listeners, recovery from anything, correct?
From anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to put labels on anything. And the biggest part of what I try to do is I look at it like the three-legged stool. So if you pull one of those modalities out, the stool falls. And so in our life, I know for me, being a alcoholic addict and in recovery, if I'm not working on my program specifically with all three aspects, part of my program fails or falls. It's really amazing when I look at me specifically in my recovery. Now, a little background. I used to live in Heisler Park. I was homeless, strung out on heroin and meth. And for 2 years, I lived in the bushes in Heisler Park. That was 27 years ago. And I'll go along any day on the beach when I'm doing a workout down there or when I'm doing things down there, and I see people, homeless people, that were there when I was there, when I was homeless.
Wow.
It can bring me to tears thinking about what it was like, what happened, but especially what it's like now. I have an amazing family. I have an 11-year-old daughter. I have excellent people that I get to help, and some of them are listening right now. Melissa, shout out to you. Emily, I love you. Melissa, I love you. All you guys. So what I really want to transmit is that anybody can have the ability to change their life. And whatever problem is facing them, and whatever problem is in the moment, that can be handled through looking maybe at what's really going on. To the Native American people, there's a saying, especially the Lakota people in who I've worked with a little bit, and the saying is Ushi Chiape. It's Lakota for the way of humility, the way of letting go of the ego. And we have a saying in AA that's ego is edging God out. Now, I don't want to get too, religious or whatever, you want to put a spin on. But that God can be anything. When I first got into recovery, the God was the ocean for me. That big Pacific Ocean, the largest thing in the world, meets the land right here. And that creates an energy that you can pick up on that is so fulfilling, that loneliness that I used to know so deep becomes a full heart and a full mind and a full spirit.
You know, you talk to anybody that lives here in Laguna Beach and they absolutely understand what you're talking about. There's actually a new book out called Blue Mind that talks about the power of what it does to your brain to live in, around, or be in water. And it's really phenomenal. So talk about the principles of recovery and motion in terms of, like, tactically, like, what are you said that's like a three-legged stool in terms of your recovery? Is that obviously you implement that into the program? So what is it? Would people, like, if they were going to be training with you,
what they would expect would be actually no expectations.
No labels, yeah, no expectations.
Exactly.
I like that.
No
very
plan.
Much.
No plan. Another idiom from the Native American way is great mystery. So what that means to me is to release the need to know. And so what that does is that puts me right here, right now. I have no future tripping going on. I have no past tripping going on. You know, someone shared with me this little tidbit that, you know, if I'm just looking in that little teeny rear view mirror, I'm not looking at that big, huge front windshield, you know, that's expansive, that's beautiful, that's all heart.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and that actually made a big impact on me because that's such a great visual for literal visual for everyone, you know, when you're looking back and it's just a little rear view mirror and the full windshield is just the whole opportunity and
right.
Possibility
right.
ahead of you. So I do like that one too. So continue, sorry.
So yeah, the recovery motion plan or program or no program is meeting people where they're at, especially us addicts and alcoholics have this desire, this impulse, lack of control. So it's going to do very little good to tell them what they should do. Instead of what I do is share my experience, strength, and hope with them and know that that's why it's important that somebody in recovery is with these people and can meet them where they're at so that they know they're not alone. They know that there's hope, that they know that they can change their life in the now. And it happens on a spiritual level. And when I say spiritual, I mean it's tangible. It's you can feel this spirit. And once again, the names are so unimportant. So basically what I have a couple people that work for me now, and we're in over 10 different treatment centers. And each person that works for me, they do their own brand of recovery in motion. So one person may excel at yoga or whatever it is, whatever the modality is. I have no restraint on these people who work for me. So in other words, I let them build their own business or their own way of presenting this. And it's worked out really well.
Yeah, that sounds really great. So how do people get in touch with you?
So the best thing to do is to look me up. I guess I hate self-promoting.
You're on the radio, Robert.
I know. So I get that.
We're speaking with Robert Layton, by the way, of Recovery in Motion.
Yeah. But you can Google or my website is dragonflyfitness.net. And we have a whole Recovery in Motion section on the webpage. There is for the treatment centers out there. There's a bunch of really good ones that I'm involved with right now. I don't know if I should mention them, but Yeah, it doesn't matter. At any rate, the biggest key to this thing is coming from that good heart. Let your heart be open. Let your mind be open. And most of all, let your spirit be open.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, my tag here for Caroline's Cause Corner is make it a giving day. You certainly make it a giving day every day with the work that you do and the integrity you have behind it. And our community is so much better for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're wrapping up. Is there anything you want to
just know that with? There is always hope in this moment.
Awesome. Thanks, Robert Layton, Recovery in Motion. Go to dragonflyfitness.com.
.net.
Yep. Sorry, to get more information. And listeners out there, please check out my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and let me know if there's anybody else that you would like for me to interview coming up in the future. And until next time, this is Caroline. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.
This old world may never change. It's been, and all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. And sometimes I wonder